The Christian bookstore murderers face sentencing in Turkey. Christians are praying. Despite recent arrests in China, a ministry expands, and South American believers are headed to the 1040 window. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. After 3 long years, a trial for the murder of 3 Turkish Christians is finally coming to an end. Rody Rodehaver of Ion Network awaits the April 15th trial in prayer.
All of us in the Christian church are praying that not only will justice be served here, but that in the course of this, these young men who perpetrated these crimes will find the hope and the forgiveness that comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Out of this tragedy has come a second annual Global Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church of Turkey. The Day of Prayer is April 18th, the anniversary of the tragic murders.
Pray that God would bring a revival in the land of Turkey, that God would also protect the church there, and that God would give the believers in Turkey the courage to share their faith.
Visit our website for helpful resource material. Next, despite last month's arrest of 6 Christians who work with WorldServe Ministries in China, the ministry is moving forward to expand outreach. Vice President for Operations Ken Leggett says they're adding an urban unregistered church planning ministry. They're focusing on Beijing, Shanghai, and Chengdu.
We're looking for city coordinators right now. We have one in place for Shanghai, and that those city coordinators will then work with the movements that we're working with in coordinating some of these urban church plant strategies. And our goal is to have 10 different couples working to plant urban churches.
Not only are they focusing on new residents, but also local professionals.
But we're looking to plant churches with the leaders of tomorrow, and that's why we're working hard to establish these campus ministry programs that will lead us to planting churches with these young urban professionals and work with planting churches with those people as well. There's a large openness to the gospel within that segment of the community.
Leggett says you can sponsor one of these workers. We'll connect you with missionnetworknews.org. Next, a second HCJB global medical team from Ecuador served in Haiti recently. HCJB's Ralph Kurtenbach reports.
Of nearly 400 quake-related surgeries at Baptist Haiti Mission, the patients with complications was low, according to surgeon Eckhart Wolf.
12 had real complications. We expected much more complications, so we were ready to operate those complications, but only a few came.
The need for physical therapy is great, and Mark Nelson found that giving a solar-powered radio motivated patients to get off the beds.
I took one of our little radios and said, you gotta be outside 2 hours a day to charge this up. So you can have it when you're going outside to charge it up.
The radios receive programming from an HCJB global partner, serving Haitians as the hands and voice of Jesus. Ralph Kurtenbach for Mission Network News.
And what do you think of when you hear the word missionary? Is it an American living in Paraguay or a Paraguayan reaching out to Muslims in Iran? Well, the Mission Society's Ben Reyes says the second is becoming more and more common.
The Latin American church as a whole is awakening over the past 4 to 6 years to their responsibility to the harvest.
Many of these uprising missionaries would like to eventually minister in the 1040 window, which includes the mostly Muslim areas of North Africa and the Middle East.
Because of the similarity of culture, skin tone is something that is very important, and then the non-history of violence with other countries, Latin Americans are more acceptable in these countries.
The Mission Society has partnered to help train these new missionaries over the last 3 years with the same training they provide to their own missionary staff. Your prayers are needed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through the ringer of life? God uses pain to get through to us, doesn't he? He has me. Mission Network News is making available Shannon Wexelberg's new CD, I Have a Song for a Gift of Any Amount. The CD will help you make it through your journey of pain. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.